From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under E, Clara B. Eno. Clara B. Eno was a pioneer in the effort to study and disseminate Arkansas history, an effort that occupied more than 75 years of her long life. In some respects, she was like Otto Ernest Rayburn, also a teacher and collector of Arkansas lore, though his study was somewhat more restricted. In the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia, Otto Rayburn preserved a full-page article by Diana Sherwood, published in the Sunday Magazine section of the Arkansas Democrat in December 1949. The portrait photograph of Miss Eno accompanying this article shows a white-haired lady in a print dress. Her eyes look out wisely from behind rimless spectacles, and her mouth has a determined expression. Miss Eno's story should be known to everyone who cares about local history, especially in Arkansas, where archivists, museum curators, and teachers still find it at times a hard sell. She was born in Van Buren, February the 14th, 1854, but after her father died in 1862, her mother moved the family back to New England, where Clara went to school. When she was 15, her mother died, and Clara took a teacher training course at Morris Institute in New Jersey. When she was 19, she returned to Arkansas and taught for more than 20 years in Conway, Clarksville, and Van Buren. When she discovered how little of the state's history was taught in the schools, she organized scrapbook contests to encourage elementary school children to acquire and preserve information about Arkansas. She herself began clipping newspapers and other sources of information about the state. Her files became a resource for newspapers and others throughout Arkansas. In Van Buren, Miss Eno organized a women's literary club in 1896 and participated in this group for more than 50 years. Typical of women's clubs throughout the country, the Women's Literary Club of Van Buren established a city library, and Miss Eno served as librarian for 30 years. In 1908, Clara B. Eno became the state chairman of the Civics Department of the Arkansas Federation of Women's Clubs. One interest of that department was preservation of historic buildings, and the old Arkansas State Capitol was about to be demolished. This is how Diana Sherwood describes the situation. Unfalteringly, this history-loving, patriotic woman took her stand. The women of Arkansas banded together to save, quote, the most beautiful building in the South, unquote. Letters by the thousand passed through the Van Buren post office. Long petitions appeared in every corner of the state and eventually returned, bearing thousands of signatures. After 4 years of persistent and intensive fighting, the matter finally reached the General Assembly, where a measure was passed creating the state capitol a state memorial. Much credit should go to Miss Clara B. Eno and her dauntless club members. In 1909, Governor George Donaghy appointed her one of the founding members of the Arkansas History Commission. In 1911, she began systematically collecting historical data. As a member of both the Daughters of the American Revolution and the United Daughters of the Confederacy, she was active in locating the graves of Revolutionary War soldiers in Arkansas and uncovered considerable other information at the same time. Her article, Some Historic Landmarks in Arkansas, appeared in the publications of the Arkansas Historical Association in 1905. This work continued for some years, and in 1939, Historic Places in Arkansas was published as a book. For 40 years, her chief occupation was collecting materials for the state archives. By 1924, her lifelong practice of clipping newspaper stories pertaining to the state's history had yielded an immense harvest of material, which she classified by subject into scrapbooks. Among the subjects covered are geology, history, towns and cities, educational and cultural growth, agriculture, mining, oil, and natural gas development, religious advancement. More than 100 of these scrapbooks were created and deposited in the archives of the History Commission and in the University of Arkansas Libraries in Fayetteville. In 1949, when the Gazette article was published, Clara B. Eno was 96 years old. Even at the end of her life, when she was almost totally blind, Clara B. Eno was still working on Arkansas history. Although her plan to write a history of Arkansas had been shelved by the outbreak of World War II, she managed to finish the research and writing of a history of Crawford County. She died in 1951 and is buried in Van Buren, alongside her sister and her mother.